President-elect Obama famously said change has come to America on the night of his election victory. Many people in Lebanon wish that political change would come to their country. Lebanon's fragile democracy is based on a 1960s electoral system. It was designed to maintain a balance among religious groups, but it hasn't worked very well. And as the world's Aaron Schachter tells us, some Lebanese want to change the system.
This is pretty much the way politics is done in Lebanon. Local religious and political leaders, as well as regular folk, line up on weekends at the home of Druze leader Walid Jumblatt. Politicians here are like feudal lords. They're called zaim. A subject may come to ask for anything from improved roads for his village to a spot at a local high school for his kid. It may not sound so much different from politics anywhere in the world, but Osama Safa, head of the Lebanese Center for Policy Studies in Beirut, says it is pretty unique.
Lebanon has no issue-based politics. And the fact that it doesn't have any issue-based politics always opens it for personal politics, for sectarian ones.
And Lebanon's winner-take-all electoral system ensures that religious sects or regional power brokers like Jumblatt effectively function as political parties. Paul Salem heads the Carnegie Middle East Center in Beirut.
What would be preferable in Lebanon in order to break up the Zaim system is to have proportional representation where several parties will all get seats in parliament.
Salem was on a commission that came up with suggestions for electoral reform.
You can do that by simply passing a law that says in order to compete in elections, you must have a party which runs candidates in all districts and it must receive 20% or 10% of the vote in all districts. In one line of legislation, you can completely transform the electoral system. And many countries have that law. Turkey is an example.
But Osama Safa, whose organization is also leading the charge for reform, says that won't happen anytime soon.
In Lebanon's recent history, there has been two ways of creating a political party that works. One is through violence, if it were a militia or something like this. And the other one is by bequeathing it from grandfather to father, and then son, and then etc.
But there are groups on the ground trying to change things.
Lebanon needs new faces, needs new political figures.
Habib Zaghbi is a Harvard-educated former Wall Street banker who's returned home to run a business and challenge authority. He's created a group of intellectuals from different religions and regions of the country called the Movement for Sovereignty.
The objective being to create little by little a larger and larger group of the silent majority, the people who thought that politics got us in several wars into a mess. On this basis, our group has done a program based on education, environment, all the aspects, and not only some political slogans.
The men and women in the movement know they've got a long, hard road ahead of them. One member laments that the system probably won't change for 100 years, long after he's dead. But he wants this party to be up and running when it happens. Other would-be reformers aren't as pessimistic about the short term, though their goals aren't quite as ambitious. Ahmed al-Assad heads the Lebanese Option Gathering, a group of independent Shiites challenging Hezbollah's dominance of Shia politics.
This big tank thing is not practical. It's not pragmatic. Of course, we want to get to a Lebanon where people are judged not by their religion or their names, but by their merits and what they can deliver. But in order to get there, we have to work from within the present mosaic that exists in Lebanon.
Al-Assad says because the state here is weak, groups like Hezbollah and the Zaim become de facto governments, taking over security, healthcare, education, and jobs. He believes that to beat them at their own game, replacing Hezbollah health centers or schools with his own, for example, would take a huge amount of money, and he's looking for Western donors to help. So far, few have come knocking on his door, which he calls stupid. U.S. officials argue the worst thing for the West right now would be to be seen backing one religious sect over another, or even worse, backing the wrong horse. Reformers did have some good news from the government. The new election law includes some media reforms, including requirements to give all candidates an equal chance to market themselves on TV, and a day of silence. No politicking through the media on election day. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Beirut.